USA Radio News.
It sounds like a made-up story. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost says there's not a whisper of evidence to back up claims that a 10-year-old Ohio girl who was raped and became pregnant traveled to Indiana for an abortion. Yost appeared on Fox News after national headlines and President Joe Biden reported the alleged story.
Now, the doctor in Indiana isn't in our jurisdiction, obviously. We don't know who the originating doctor in Ohio was, if they even exist. It is a crime if you're a mandated reporter to fail to report. It's also the fact that in Ohio, the rape of a 10-year-old means life in prison.
The White House is expected to announce on Wednesday that more than $40 billion in American Rescue Plan funds have been earmarked for the U.S. workforce. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Crews are continuing to work to contain a fire out west.
The Washburn Fire in Yosemite National Park is 22% contained. Firefighters saying the blaze has ripped through more than 3,200 acres since it started on the 7th of July. Firefighters are continuing to deal with hot and dry conditions. As far as the cause of the fire, at Monday's community meeting, Yosemite Superintendent Seely Muldoon said no when asked if they knew how the fire started, with this addition.
There was no lightning on that day, so it's a human start fire, and it's under investigation.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Officials say a 14-year-old boy is facing murder charges after he and a group of other young people allegedly beat a 73-year-old man to death in an attack using a traffic cone in North Philadelphia last month. Richard Jones and his 10-year-old brother surrendered to police on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to visit Iran next week.
The Kremlin said Tuesday that Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit Tehran, Iran next week for a meeting with the leaders of Iran and Turkey for Syria-related talks. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Putin will also meet separately with NATO ally and Turkish President Erdogan while in Tehran. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stunning images of a stellar nursery and a cosmic dance have been acquired by NASA's new $10 billion space telescope. The two pictures and others were presented to the world on Tuesday to mark the James Webb Observatory's readiness to begin science operations. The facility has spent the past 6 months since launch undergoing testing, viewed as the successor to the famous Hubble telescope. Webb is expected to be a dominant force for discovery for at least the next 20 years. Authorities are trying to find homes for 4,000 beagles rescued from a Virginia facility. The Humane Society will remove the dogs over a 60-day period and transfer them to animal shelters and rescue organizations. Anne Shulgin, who pioneered the use of psychedelic drugs in psychotherapy along with her late husband, died over the weekend at the age of 91. Her daughter said Shulgin suffered from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.